Welcome to the Deep Dive. We take your sources, articles, research, notes, and, well, we pull out the key insights to get you up to speed quickly. And today, we are diving into a market that's just exploding.
Mm-hmm.
The global finance cloud market. It hit, what, $32.8 billion in 2024?
That's right. A huge number.
And it's projected to grow like crazy, 22.7% compound annual growth through 2034. That's some serious acceleration. The signal is a big shift, wouldn't you say?
It really does. I mean, this growth isn't just numbers on a page. It shows a fundamental change. Financial institutions are really rethinking their tech. They're moving more and more towards specialized solutions, things built just for them.
Right, built for their unique, often pretty complex needs. So, okay, our mission for this deep dive. Let's unpack a really critical choice for leaders in finance, both tech and business side. Do you stick with Salesforce, Sales Cloud? You know, the versatile CRM so many companies use. Or do you go for Financial Services Cloud, FSC, the vertical specific one? We want to pull out the core differences, the implications, so you understand what's really at stake here. Maybe let's start by just clarifying what each one actually does.
Yeah, that's important because while lots of people know Sales Cloud, FSC is genuinely different. It's purpose-built.
Got it. Okay, let's kick off with Sales Cloud, the generalist, you could say.
Right.
It's Salesforce's original platform, the most widely used one. We're talking over 150,000 companies globally.
Mm-hmm. Including, what is it, more than 80% of the Fortune 500? It's massive.
Exactly. And it's the go-to for the whole sales cycle, right? Finding leads, managing opportunities, forecasting, closing deals.
And it's packed with tools. You've got advanced lead scoring, powered by Salesforce Einstein, their AI engine, intuitive deal management, those Kanban boards, you know, where you visually drag deals across stages.
Cards on a board thing. Very visual.
Right. Plus real-time pipeline and revenue forecasting, even built-in quoting and proposal tools. It's really designed to streamline sales for almost anyone.
Definitely cuts down on data entry, automates workflows, gives you those predictions. And a big strength, surely, is flexibility and scale.
Hmm.
You can start small, just tracking leads, or go huge, complex territories, custom reports, AI decision support.
Absolutely.
Plus it works on mobile, connects easily with Gmail, Outlook, Slack.
Yeah.
And it can cut admin work by up to, was it 38% through automation? That sounds significant.
That 38% figure is huge. Think about the time saved. That's critical for optimizing sales, no matter the industry. Sales Cloud is undeniably a really solid horizontal solution. Great for lots of businesses.
Okay, so given it's so flexible, why did Salesforce feel the need to create something specific like Financial Services Cloud, the specialist?
Because finance has unique challenges, really specific needs. FSC wasn't just like Sales Cloud with a new coat of paint. It was reimagined, built with a pre-configured data model, industry workflows, and crucially, built-in compliance features, things banks and insurers have to have.
Ah, okay. So truly custom built for that specific world, and for that world, what are the killer features? What really makes it different?
Well, one of the biggest is household management. Think about it in finance, your client is often way more than just one person. It could be a whole family, a trust, a business structure.
Right, it gets complicated fast.
Exactly. FSC lets you track and manage these complex networks. Not just individuals, but the whole unit. Spouses, kids, trustees, business links, who depends on who financially. Without this, you might totally miss cross-selling to other family members or struggle to onboard a complex trust correctly. FSC maps it all out.
That holistic view.
Right?
Yeah, that really highlights a finance-specific complexity. Do firms struggle with not seeing that whole picture often? What's the cost?
Oh, constantly. Missed opportunities, compliance issues, just inefficient service. It all adds up. And then there's the financial account object. This lets firms manage all sorts of financial products. Checking accounts, investments, insurance policies, mortgages, loans, you name it. And crucially, link them directly to goals, like retirement or saving for college.
Ah, so it's not just about what products they have, but what they're trying to do with them.
Precisely. It shifts the focus to client objectives. And the Actionable Relationship Center, or ARC, builds on that. It's this visual graph-based tool. Helps advisors see the connections between clients, accounts, institutions, even lawyers or accountants involved.
Like a relationship map?
Kind of, yeah. It's incredibly powerful for finding referral paths, spotting hidden cross-sell opportunities within that household map, and tailoring how you reach out.
Sounds super useful for relationship managers. Okay, but what about compliance? That's always the big one in finance.
Right. That's where action plans come in. These are basically preset checklists or workflow templates. They guide advisors through complex, compliant tasks. Things like onboarding a new client originating a loan, processing an insurance claim.
So make sure you don't miss crucial steps.
Exactly. Document checks, disclosures, it standardizes it, keeps things compliant. Think of it like a pilot's checklist for advisors. Makes compliance officers sleep better, I bet.
I can imagine.
And then just overall, security and compliance FSC is built with that baked in. You've got strong data encryption, full audit trails, really granular role-based access controls, plus advanced risk monitoring through Salesforce Shield, their premium security add-on, and importantly, built-in support for KYC Know Your Customer and AML, anti-money laundering processes.
Okay, this is where we really get into the weeds, isn't it?
Yeah.
Beyond the features list, the underlying architecture seems key. Let's really unpack that difference.
Yeah, absolutely right. The core distinction is the data model philosophy. Sales Cloud uses general objects, accounts, contacts, leads, opportunities. Very versatile, works great for many industries. But trying to make that model accurately represent complex financial relationships, that takes a lot of customization, often expensive customization. And that leads straight to technical debt, makes future updates harder, costlier.
I bet a few tech leaders listening are nodding along right now thinking about that exact pain point. Costly customizations, technical debt.
Exactly. FSC, on the other hand, has native support for finance-specific things. Financial accounts, households, insurance policies, referrals, financial goals. These objects are pre-built. They come with tailored workflows, permissions designed for advisors, bankers, insurance agents, right out of the box. So it sidesteps a lot of that heavy customization need.
Can you give us a really concrete example? Show the impact of that difference.
Sure. Take a high net worth individual. In Sales Cloud, they might just be one account. Simple enough. But in FSC, that same person is seen within their full household context. You see the spouse, the kids, the family trust, their business interests maybe. It's the whole web.
A much richer picture.
Totally. And think about focus. Sales Cloud is great at managing a pipeline of opportunities, very product sales focused. FSC works more on a goal-centric model. It explicitly links different financial products back to specific client life goals. That mirrors how real financial advice works, doesn't it? It's about the relationship and the goals.
Yeah, definitely. Helping clients achieve life goals, not just pushing the next product. That feels like a fundamental shift.
It is. And then there's the regulatory side again. FSC's built-in KYC and AML workflows, the integrations for identity checks, the audit logs. It's designed to be compliance ready from the start. That level of pre-built regulatory capability just isn't standard in Sales Cloud. You'd have to build it.
Okay, so the bottom line question. FSC sounds more specialized, more robust, usually means a higher price tag, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it actually worth that extra investment for financial firms?
That is the question, isn't it? And you have to look beyond the license cost. Think total cost of ownership, measurable business impact, long-term strategic value.
Okay, give us some numbers. What kind of ROI are firms actually seeing?
Well, FSC consistently shows stronger returns for financial institutions, especially those with complex compliance and client structures. There was a Nucleus research study on Trilogy Financial. They got 147% ROI in the first year.
Wow, 147%.
Yeah.
In year one.
Yep. That translated to over $972,000 in annual benefits, payback in just 1 year. And other reported results are strong, too. 27% bumps in customer satisfaction, 24% gains in employee productivity, 26% lower operational costs, 28% growth in sales performance. And credit unions specifically have reported things like a 45% increase in lead generation.
Those are some seriously compelling numbers.
Yeah.
But you mentioned the upfront cost is higher for FSC. How does that balance out?
It is higher, yes. But that higher initial cost is often offset because you avoid massive customization costs. Think about a mid-sized bank trying to make Sales Cloud do what FSC does naturally. They might easily spend $200,000 to $500,000 on customization, maybe more.
Mm, okay.
So FSC basically saves you that spend and avoids the technical debt that comes with it.
So if I'm getting this right, the higher initial price tag often means faster time to value, plus real revenue upside, because you skip all that expensive custom work.
It's generally the case, yeah.
And the payback period is often pretty quick then.
In many cases, less than a year. You look out over 3 years, and the productivity gains, the revenue enhancements from FSC, they usually far outweigh the difference in total cost,
right.
Often leading to, you know, a three-year net benefit well over $1 million. It really functions as a strategic investment that pays back fast.
That really clarifies the value proposition. Okay, let's switch gears slightly. Real-world application. How do different parts of the finance industry actually use FSC day-to-day to get these results? Let's start with banks and credit unions.
Okay. For banking and credit unions, FSC is huge for unifying client data. Pulling together checking, savings, loans, credit cards. Getting that single, complete customer view. It streamlines KYCML compliance significantly, makes lending operations faster, and those household views help them spot cross-sell opportunities like mortgage for someone who only has a checking account.
Makes sense. What about wealth management firms? How are they leveraging it?
Oh, they rely heavily on FSC's goal-based planning, linking investments to retirement goals, college funds, plus portfolio integration, pulling data from different custodians. And that Actionable Relationship Center, the ARC, it's vital for mapping complex family trees, trusts, crucial for multi-generational planning, and managing referrals better.
Okay, and insurance providers, what are the key wins for them?
For insurers, FSC helps manage the whole policy lifecycle application, underwriting, claims. It really boosts agent productivity and helps with territory management. Tracks commissions accurately. It can integrate with fraud detection tools. And again, that household view is gold for identifying coverage gaps across a family. Big win for service and finding upsell chances.
Yeah, last one, asset management firms.
For them, it's really valuable for managing institutional clients, mapping out complex organizational structures, tracking who sits on investment committees, what decisions were made, and it also helps automate a lot of the regulatory reporting they have to do. Super important for compliance.
It all sounds incredibly tailored. So how does FSC play with existing systems? And if a firm decides to go for it, what's the best way to actually implement it?
Questions. FSC is designed for integration. Deep integration within the Salesforce world, obviously, but also externally. It connects smoothly with core banking platforms. Think FIS, Jack Henry, Temenos for real-time balances, transaction history. Wealth firms can link it to portfolio management systems, financial planning software, and Salesforce MuleSoft is often key for connecting securely to older legacy systems via APIs. Plus, it integrates well with RegTech solutions, things for automated ID verification, sanctions, screening, etc.
So it's not an island. It's meant to be the hub in a connected ecosystem.
Exactly.
What about actually rolling it out? Best practices for deployment?
Yeah, deploying FSC is definitely more specialized than a standard sales cloud rollout. You absolutely need to start with a thorough readiness assessment. Look at your data quality, integration needs, user readiness, regulatory stuff. And a phased approach is almost always recommended. Don't try to boil the ocean.
Right, break it down. A step-by-step approach.
Exactly. Phase one might be the basic CRM setup, migrating essential data, getting core productivity tools in place. Phase two could layer on the FSC-specific financial accounts, household mapping, maybe core banking integration. Then phase three brings in the advanced stuff, action plans, ARC, maybe more complex third-party integrations.
And getting people to actually use the new system successfully. That's always the challenge, isn't it?
Change management. It's absolutely critical. You need strong backing from leadership right from the top. You need role-specific training. Show people exactly how this makes their job easier or better. Introduce features gradually. Don't overwhelm them. And build in feedback loops. Listen to users. Tweak workflows. That's how you get real adoption.
That was a really thorough deep dive. Okay, so wrapping this up, it feels like for most financial institutions, the choice is pretty clear. Strategically speaking, what's your final take for leaders who are weighing these options right now?
Look, for the vast majority of firms in the space, banks, credit unions, insurers, wealth advisors, asset managers, financial services cloud really does represent the superior long-term investment. It's built in industry-specific capabilities, the compliance readiness, the advanced relationship tools. You just can't replicate that effectively by customizing sales cloud without spending a fortune, taking on technical debt, and frankly, a lot of effort and time.
Yeah, it certainly clarifies that value proposition. Okay, as we finish up this deep dive, here's something for you to think about. The finance cloud market is evolving so fast. Customer relationships and regulations are only getting more complex. So how might this distinction we've talked about between generalist and specialist CRMs, how might that evolve even further in the next few years? Something to chew on. Till next time.